camp, a family camp.
特别是今天, 这个周末, 很多人在山上, 家庭的退休会。
We already have opportunities that we can worship together with the Chinese and English congregation.
我很高兴有这个机会, 能够中文和英文一起来敬拜神。
I praise God for our church that we'll be able to worship together and have fellowship together.
感谢神, 让我们的教会能够有这样子的机会, 我们能够一起来敬拜服侍神。
I pray that our church will be able to have more opportunities that we can have combined services and with our children as well.
我也真的希望我们有更多的机会, 有这样子一起联合的聚会, 更是与我们的小孩子一起。
We really have a chance to worship with our children together.
我们很少有机会跟我们的孩子一起敬拜神。
To enhance our relationship with our children and also together with our God.
让我们能够跟孩子一起来增进我们跟神的关系，跟孩子的关系。
I hope that we be able to do that more often.
希望我们能够有更多的机会跟孩子一起来敬拜神，全家敬拜神。
Today I wanted to share with you in Jonah, Book of Jonah, Chapter 4. Please open up your Bible.
今天我们来分享约拿书第四章，请打开约拿书第四章。
Jonah Chapter 4.
约拿书第四章。
I think most of us familiar with the story of Jonah.
我想很多人都很熟悉这个约拿的故事。
Especially use this chapter to share a topic of the compassion of God.
我要用这本书卷来谈到神的怜悯。
If you all find your scriptures,
如果你都找到的话,
I would like to ask the English congregation to read verse 1 and the Chinese congregation to read verse 2.
那请英文的弟兄姐妹念第一节, 我们中文念第二节。
And then English congregation read verse 3 and then Chinese congregation reads verse 4. And so on.
以英文读第三节, 然后中文第四节, 这样继续下去。
Let us read through until verse 11, end of this chapter.
我们把这一章都读完, 读到第十一节。
If you all find the verses, let us let the congregation, English congregation read first.
好，我们请英文的弟兄姐妹先读。
Okay, let's read. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry.
就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华呀，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？ 我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。”
O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live.
耶和华说：“你这样发怒合乎理吗？”
Jonah went out and sat down at the place east of the city, and there he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city.
耶和华神安排一棵蓖麻使其发生，高过约拿，引而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这棵蓖麻大大喜乐。But
at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered.
日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头暴晒约拿的头。 使他发昏，他就为自己求死说：“我死了比活着还好。”But
God said, Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he replied. I'm angry enough to die.
耶和华说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜。”
But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hands and their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about the great city? Let us bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we'll be able to come to your sanctuary to worship you.
天上的父神，我们谢谢你，让我们有这个机会能够到你的圣殿来敬拜你。
We long to worship you for your presence.
我们渴望敬拜，我们渴望你的同在。
We pray that your holy hands be upon every one of us.
我们向你祈求你的圣灵，你的恩手在我们每一个人的身上。
Your Holy Spirit fill this sanctuary and our hearts.
你的圣灵充满这个圣殿，充满我们的心。
You are our strength and hiding place.
你是我们的力量，你是我们的避难所。
You are everlasting help.
你的永远不改变的帮助。
Therefore, we come to you for your help and worship you.
所以我们到你的面前来寻求你的帮助，更敬拜你。
We thank you for the opportunity that we'll be able to have a family camp.
谢谢你让我们有这个家庭的退休会。
That we can set up a time that we can worship together concentratedly in your presence.
所以我们可以分别这段时间来专心的敬拜你。
And we pray that your blessing be all the people that's in the campus at Prisca.
求你自己与他们同在，在 Prisca 那个地方。
We pray that for those who cannot attend here to worship you this morning.
我们也为那些今天不能来到这边敬拜你的人。
We pray that your hands be upon them and guide them a worship time and a time to worship you as well.
你自己的手也带领他们，也让他们有敬拜你自己的时间。
We commit this time to you and may you be with us.
求你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.In April 14, 1997, Chen and two associates kidnapped and murdered a female high school student.
1997年4月14号，陈进兴和他的另外两位同共犯，把那个高中的女生哈，把她挟持了。
But during the manhunt, a police officer, a doctor, and a nurse were killed, and many women were sexually assaulted.
他们并且杀害了那个女孩子。那在这个过程当中，有一个警察、一个医生，还有一个护士也被杀害了。
The Taiwan society fell into a panic and anxiety.
整个台湾的社会都陷入一个焦虑、担心的当中。
Thousands of people gathered together at the Capitol and request presidential apology and replace the cabinet.
上千的人到了总统府面前寻求总统的道歉，还有撤除内阁。
Because of extensive media coverage, government associates and police were burdened with extraordinary pressure to solve this problem.
当时那电视广播传播里面有积极的在极力的报道这件事情，所以带给警察和军方很大的压力，要把这件事情破案。
Taiwan was look out for this suspects as a whole.
整个台湾的居民都在查询，要逮捕破案，找到这个人。
Chen's associates was died during the pursuit of captain.
那就陈振兴的那两个共犯呢，都在这个被逮捕当中死亡了。
November 18, Chen break up into a house of South African military officers in Taiwan, in Taipei.
11月18号的时候，陈振兴就进入了一个南非住在台湾的一个武官的家里
，and kept hostage of his family of five，
而且挟持了他们一家五口人。
The officer's daughter, Christine,
share the gospel of Jesus Christ to Chang.
那这个武官的女儿 Christine， 她就和这个陈静心来分享传福音给他。
And he surrendered to police.
那他就向警方投降了。
In 1998, 1 year later, Chang was baptized in prison, and a year later he was executed.
隔年1998年，陈静心他就受洗成了基督徒。那再隔了一年，他就被处于死刑。
Ending his life of sin.
结束了他这犯罪的这一生。
The Christian community published his last word, sinner's note, Chang's last confession in prison.
那基督徒机构呢，就发表了他最后的死亡的告白。
These apologize. To the victims and their families, and amid his crime to Taiwan.
他是对受害者道歉，而且对整个台湾的人民都抱歉。
Chang undoubtedly committed an unforgettable crime.
陈静心他是犯了一个不能够被原谅的罪。
However, he became he believed in the Lord and his sin was forgiven.
但是因为他相信了神，他的罪被赦免了。
For those who do not understand the Christian faith,
对那些他们不了解基督徒信仰的人来说，
they thought that God is too easy to forgive.
他们认为神真是太容易原谅人了。
For those Christians who understand Christian faith, some gave positive affirmation, but others find it's difficult to accept.
但在我们基督徒当中呢，有的人觉得给很肯定的，对这件事情有肯定的评语，但另外呢，也对这件事情非常难接受。
This is Jonah's problem.
这也是约拿的问题。
Jonah has difficulty accept God's forgiveness of those he finds unworthy.
约拿他也是很难能够接受。说神能够原谅那些他觉得是不值的人。
Sometimes we might lack of compassion.
我们也是常常这样子缺乏怜悯。
When we ask where is justice?
我们会问什么是公义呢？
Nineveh was a brutal people that bring fear to all the surrounding countries, and they are also a threat to Israel.
尼尼微人是一个很残暴的民族，那他们对附近 的国家都带来很大的威胁，更是威胁到以色列族。
Jonah wants Ninevites to be punished.
约拿要尼尼微人受到审判。
Therefore he fled to Tarshish, but God brought him back through a big fish.
所以他逃到他是去躲避耶和华，但是神用一条大鱼来抓住他。
In order he can preach the gospel to Ninevites.
要他能够去对尼尼微人传福音。
But Ninevites repented.
尼尼微人后悔了，悔改了。
God relented to bring punishment to them.
那神就后悔不降灾。不降所说的灾。
This made Jonah exceedingly angry, even as to take away his own life.
这个让约拿非常的发怒，而且甚至要求死。
Have we ever in a situation that we requires justice?
我们是不是也同样的呢？我们要求公正。
When the hurt demand justice.
当我们受伤的时候，我们真的要求。对公义，我们就要求。
Especially when we think that only good people deserve compassion.
因为我们只认为只有好人可以得到公义。
For Jonah, when God saved him through drowning, from drowning, and he was so pleased.
那神将约拿从这个要溺死当中拯救出来的时候，他很喜乐。
When God provided a plan for shade, Jonah was very thanksgiving.
约拿也很感恩，因为神给他安排一棵蓖麻树，让他能够有遮影的时候，他也很开心。
But when God saves Ninevites, and Jonah becomes exceedingly angry.
但是当神拯救了尼尼微人的时候，约拿却大大的发怒。
Think about it. Jonah preached a great message. The whole city, 120,000 people repented.
约拿向尼尼微城120,000的人传福音，120,000人都悔改了。
What a great message that is!
多么伟大的一个信息啊！
But he was so unhappy.
但是他却那么的不高兴。
Because it was not what he wanted to.
因为那不是他所想要的。
This indicates that Jonah's self-centered thinking.
这让我们看到约拿他是以自我为中心。
The Bible says, "For the anger of a man does not achieve the righteousness of God."
圣经上说，人的义并不能够成，人的愤怒并不能够成就神的义。
Because our understanding is limited.
因为我们的了解是非常的有限的。
In this chapter, that we learn that God is full of compassion, and Jonah knows that.
在这个章节里面，我们真是看到神是充满了怜悯，而且约拿是知道的。
What is compassion?
什么是怜悯呢？
In this chapter, compassion was mentioned 3 times, one time by Jonah and 2 times by God.
在这章里面我们看到怜悯提到了3次，一次是约拿，2次是耶和华神。
God says you have compassion on this plan, but I have compassion for this people.
神说你对这个植物有很多的怜悯，但是我对这些人蛮有怜悯。
The word compassion used here is a compassion that brought sorrow or grief when we lost something.
这个怜悯的定义在这里，就是我们对我们所爱的东西，我们失去了。
God says to Jonah, "Your heart is connected to the plan. When he died, it affects your heart."
神对约拿说，你的心连于这棵蓖麻树，所以他蓖麻树死的时候你就也很悲伤。
But God's heart is connected with us, with the people.
但是神的心却是与我们连接的。
In the book of Jonah, God ended with this question.
在约拿书最后，神以一个问题来结束。
Shall I not be concerned about this, that great city?
难道我不爱惜这个大城，这个那么大的城里面的人吗？
In Hosanna chapter 11,verse 8, God says,
何西亚书第11:8，神说，
How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? My heart is turned within me, and my repenting are kindled together.
以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
God's heart is in agony, is in grief.
神的心是在一个悲痛当中，在一个忧伤当中。
Because he does not want to see us suffering.
他不要看我们在受苦里面。
God says, there are more than 120,000 people in that city.
他说那城里面有120,000多人。
He did not just stop there.
他不是停在这里。
He's connected with our situation here.
他跟我们的情形是连在一起的。
He says, "Who cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand?"
那些人他不能够分辨左手右手。
Here, God is talking about their spiritual life.
神在谈到他们属灵里面的生活。
They cannot discern between what is right and what is wrong.
他们不能够分辨什么是对，什么是错。
They cannot know they don't know the purpose of life.
他们不知道人生的意义。
They are in the darkness. They are in the spiritual blindness.
他们在黑暗里面，他们在一个瞎眼，属灵的瞎眼里面。
And God is care about them.
神在乎他们。
He says, "How can I not concern, not care?"
我怎么能够不爱惜他们呢？
If we don't know God, we are in a spiritual blindness.
我如果不认识神，我们就是在一个属灵的瞎眼里面。
In this world, that we don't know where to go or where to come.
在这个世界里面，我们不知道从哪里去。
And we don't know whether we should turn to the right or turn to the left.
我们不晓得要向左还是向右。
We don't know the life purpose is for.
我们不知道我们的生命的意义是什么。
And there are a lot of people that's around us here.
我们周围很多的人。
In this world.
在这个世界上。
They are in the darkness.
他们都在黑暗的里面。
They don't know what is ahead of them.
不晓得前面是什么。
But for us, that we do know.What is ahead of us?
但是我们知道我们的前面是什么。
But for those who don't know Jesus Christ, that we know that where their destination is.
那不认识神的人，我们也知道那个结局会是什么。
And we know they are heading to perish eternally.
我们知道那是一个永恒的灭亡。
You know, these really hurts.Our God's heart.
这个真是很伤我们神的心。
He cares about our situations, spiritual situations.
他非常在乎我们的属灵的情况。
And he is grief and he's in agony.
他是非常的忧伤。
But here we see when the Ninevite repented, God forgave them immediately and did not hold their grudges.
当尼尼微人悔改的时候，神立刻的就赦免了他们。
They did not ask requires them to sign a covenant or give them a Mosaic law to them.
神并没有叫他们说要来签个约，或者是说要遵守摩西的律法。
God did not hold them for the responsibility.
神并没有要他们负责任。
But God forgave them.Rightly.
神及时地赦免了他们。
Jonah is very, very unhappy.
约拿大大的发怒。
He says, "You should hold them responsible."
你应该让他们负责的。
You should let them do this, do that.
你要让他们做这个做那个。
Let them really know what's going on.
让他们真的知道他们犯了什么错。
You should punish them for what they have done.
你要对他们所做的来处罚他们。
But God did not do that.
但神没有这样做。
That for us, God did not do that to us either.
神也没有对我们那样做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because He has compassion.
因为他蛮有怜悯。
If we review the scriptures,
当我们来读这个。经文的时候
that we know that God's compassion was revealed in Jesus Christ.
我们知道神的怜悯在耶稣基督身上显明了。
In the story, we see that Jonah went outside the city and to wait for God's judgment.
我们看到在这里，约拿出城，坐在那边等审判。
But New Testament tells us that Jesus went outside of a city and to accomplish the salvation for us.
但是我们看到新约里面，耶稣出了城外，完成了救赎，为了我们。
And Jesus, when he was outside of Jerusalem, and he wept over the city.
他在耶路撒冷城外为耶路撒冷城哭泣。
And Matthew says that Jesus cried out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling.
主耶稣在耶路撒冷城外说，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知， 但是我要多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
Can we feel Christ's heart, his feeling?
我们可以体会到耶稣基督的心吗？
God is grieving and weeping for his children.
我们的神为我们在哭泣，在忧伤。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross for our sins,
当耶稣基督钉在十字架上为了我们的罪的时候，
He was completely connected with us, not only his compassion, but also his physically.
他在十字架上不只是他的心与我们连接在一起，他的身体、身心灵都与我们连接在一起。
He wants us to know that how much he loved us.
他要我们真实的知道他如何的爱我们。
And through his pain, that he was willing to forgive us readily.
借着他的疼痛，他多么愿意来原谅我们。
God is compassion to us, and how shall we reflect his compassion in our lives?
神对我们满有怜悯，那我们在生活当中如何活出怜悯呢？
Through this passage we see several things.
在这个章节里面我们看到几件事情。
We ought not run away from criticism, but point out sin courageously.
我们不应该逃避去指责出来，而是要勇敢的去指出罪。
God had compassion for Nineveh, so he sent Jonah to preach gospel to warn them.
神对尼尼微人很有怜悯，所以他差派约拿去指责他们。
But with grief in order to bring them to repentance.
那他为的是要把他们带出来，让他们能够悔改。
If we like to criticize or it makes us feel good.
我们呢喜欢去指责人，因为那样让我们觉得我们很好。
And it is not never compassion.
但是那样的呢就没有怜悯。
If we do not point out wrongdoing or only complain behind people's back.
如果我们只是在后面埋怨而不正面的指责的时候，
We are only thinking ourselves.
我们只想到的只是我们自己。
The most damage that in church that we can do for relationship and church's unity.
这是对我们教会的关系当中整个合一的里面是最大的一个破坏。
Of course, it wouldn't happen in our church.
但是这个当然不会在我们教会发生。
To talk behind people and spread the rumor.
在背后说说话，然后传一些谣言。
And that really breaks the unity of the church and the relationship between us.
那个真的是会破坏人与人的关系，还有合一，教会的合一。
Because when we avoid the confrontation. In the light of what's right.
如果我们没有去指责出来在什么是对什么是错的时候，
We are not being compassionate.
我们就没有怜悯。
And it is never compassion when we allow others continue to live in sin.
那我们如果让人一直在罪中生活的话，那也是没有怜悯的。
For us toConfrontation to do the criticism is not out of duty but out of love.
那我们愿意这样子去指责呢，不是因为我们要只是尽责任而已，而是出于爱心。
Jonah preached and 120,000 people repented, but he was angry.
约拿传福音了120,000多人悔改了，但他却发怒。
Because that is what a prophet do.
因为那是一个先知所做的事情。
To preach God's word.
去传扬神的话。
But he does not have the heart for the Ninevites.
但是他却对尼尼微人没有爱心。
Sometimes when I saw a young homeless sit around the street, stand around the street corner.
有时候我看到一个无家可归的年轻的人。
And I don't want to give him even $1.
我连一块钱我都不想给他。
But my heart is struggling.
但我的心却在挣扎。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because a lot of times when I do something, it's out of duty, not out of love.
因为很多时候我那样去要给他一块钱呢，我只是出于我的责任，并不是因为我的爱心。
One time on my way to student center on Sunday morning.
有天早上我去学生中心的时候
I saw a car parked right next to the street.
我看一辆车停在车街旁
A gentleman came down to the car and opened up the trunk and brought a suitcase.
我看到有一个人下车然后拿了一箱的东西
And he brought that suitcase to the homeless people that sit under the tree right beside the street.
他把那箱东西就搬到那个无家可归的人那边
and drove away.
然后开车走了
When I saw that sight,
当我看到那个情景的时候
My heart is touched.
我真是感动我的心
I see how compassionate that, how lovely that person is toward to that homeless people.
我看到那个人他是充满了怜悯充满了爱心对待这位无家可归的人
Sometimes when we offer money, are we give out of duty or out of God's heart?
有时候我们奉献金钱的时候，我们是尽我们的责任呢，还是出于我们的爱心呢？
Sometimes for those in the church that when the task become a burden or hard to bear, are we serve out of duty or out of love?
那我们在教会服事的时候，当那个侍奉很沉重的时候，我们是出于责任呢，还是出于爱心呢？
The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
圣经告诉我们要与哀哭的人同哭，与喜乐的人同喜乐。
But next verse says that be the same mind toward one another.
另外，下一个就告诉我们要以同样的心来彼此对待。
The most compassionate thing that we can do is spend time with those who's in need, who's those in grief, and with our family and with each other.
最大的怜悯就是我们花时间来陪伴那些需要帮助的人。
The most hard thing for us to do at this age.
在这个时代对我们很难做的。
Is to spend time with other people.
是花时间与人相处。
Because all the time that we have is in ourselves, our business, our job, etc., etc.
因为我们把所有的时间花在我们自己的身上，我们的工作这一切的事情上忙碌。
We need to spend time with each other.
我们需要花时间彼此在一起。
Only that we can build up a relationship and we can encourage and nurture one another.
就那样，我们才能够建立彼此之间的情感，然后来互相的培养，帮助彼此。
That we can share God's compassion to one another.
我们可以来彼此分享神的怜悯。
Let us not cherish things, but cherish souls.
让我们也不要只是爱惜物质。我们要爱惜灵魂。
The other words that are we cherish temporary things or eternal things?
我们是在乎这个世上临时的事情呢，还是永恒的呢
？Jonah became attached to a temporary plane and even cried out in the sorrow when it died.
约拿的心与这个蓖麻树连接在一起，甚至当蓖麻树死的时候，他还非常的忧愁。
but did not even care about the eternal souls of 120,000 individuals.
但他却不在乎那十二万的人的灵魂。
Are we so involved in these material things of this world?
我们是不是对这个俗世的事情太哦、太就是太深入于这个俗世的物质里面呢？
That we neglect the eternal things.
而忘记了那永恒。
The responsibility of a Christian is to preach the gospel.
我们的责任是要去传福音。
Just like a Christine, the daughter of the military officers, did for Chang.
就像那武官的女儿 Christine 一样，她来对陈静心传福音。
Despise our own convenience and thoughts of justice.
不顾她自己的那不方便，她的想法，她对公义的要求。
I remember many years ago while we were still have a short-term mission trip to Turkey.
我记得几年前我们教会还是有对土耳其短宣的时候。
A shocking news came out in Turkey.
一个让人惊讶的一个新闻发生了。
There are two missionaries and a co-worker, Christian brother, who work in a Christian bookstore.
有两个基督徒的弟兄在一个书店里，基督徒的书店里面工作。
They were brutally murdered.
他们被很残暴的杀害了。
And many people blamed to the local religious extremist.
那很多人就来责怪当地的这些激烈的分子。
There are a lot of debates in social media.
在当时呢，也有很多的争论。
The missionary organization suggests that the wife and the family of one of the missionary to leave the town for their safety.
那基督教机构就要当时那一位弟兄，其中一位弟兄的太太家人离开那个地方。
But instead.The wife forgave the murderers and insist that she stayed in that town.
但这位太太她却原谅那位谋害她先生的人，而且留在那个村庄。
In order to continue to preach the gospel for those who never hear the gospel in their lives.
所以她能留在那边，对那些没有听过福音的人传福音。
How is our heart?
那我们的心是怎样的呢?
What are we concentrating in this life?
那我们在这个人生当中，我们专注于什么呢?
When we calculate our time, what is the most thing that we spend time with?
当我们在算我们的时间的时候，什么是我们花最多时间的呢?
That will indicate you and me, our heart.
那会来表明出来我们的心在哪里。
What does the Lord require of you and me?
神向我们要求的是什么呢？
In Micah 6:8 says, To act justly and to love mercifully and to walk humbly with your God.
以加书六章八节说，耶和华世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善。他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
May Jonah's experience encourage you and teach us that lesson that God is compassionate.
但愿约拿这个故事能够教导我们，神是蛮有怜悯的。
Let us live out this compassion.To one another.
让我们对人对彼此活出怜悯。
Let us stand up, and we're going to sing this song as a reflection song.
让我们一起来唱这首歌回应。
Oh. Okay. 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 In moments like this, let us reflect how God is to us. Let us all bow our head and come to God's throne. 让我们一起在这个时候，我们来低头，我们来到神的面前来。Our God is a compassionate God. 神是一个蛮有怜悯的神。That He came, sent His Son.Jesus Christ came to the earth to let you know that He loves you. 神差派他的儿子来这世界上，就是让你我知道他是何等的爱你，爱我。We all receive His grace and mercy. 我们 都领受到神的恩典和怜悯。 But how much is that sick in our hearts? 那这个对你我有什么样子的影响？ How does this affect your life? 这个对于我们的生命有什么作用？How can we live it out God's compassion in our lives? 我们在神在生命当中，我们怎么样活出神的这样的一个生命来，这一个怜悯来？ Let us not ignore the eternal things. 让我们不要忘记永恒的事情。That is what God wants us to have. 他要我们有这样子一个生命。That's why He sent His Son to this earth. 就是因为这样子，他要他差遣他的儿子来到这世界上。当人民在寻求 公义的时候 ，When people seek for justice.But God says, I am compassionate God. 我是怜悯的神，我是满有怜悯的神。 How this will live out in your life? 我们怎么样子能够活出这样的生命来？ Let us all come to God, come to our Lord, and ask the Holy Spirit.To enlighten our hearts, 让神的灵来光照我们。Heavenly Father, at this moment, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to enlighten our hearts, to reach out our deep, deep hearts.You know, there are a lot of hurts, a lot of disappointment, a lot of things that we don't think that is right, that is justice. Then we pray that you heal our wounds, restore our souls, that we can live it out.Your compassion to others. 父神在这个时候就求你你的灵来光照我们的心，触摸我们心中最深处。我们很多人有很深的伤害，很深的失望，很多的疑问，公义在哪里？他求助你帮助我们，你的医治大能在我们的心里面，祝你来医治我们的心，医治我们的伤痛，医治我们的忧伤，医治我们的惧怕。所以求助你来医治我们那不平的心，让我们在你里面能够完全的医治。求你帮助我们，那么以你的心为心，让你的慈爱怜悯从我们的心里面能够流露出来。感谢你， We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. 我奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。